In a musical biography of Lionel Hampton, it is now October 12, 1939. Hampton is now playing in the Benny Goodman Sextet. A few days earlier, the Goodman Band began another engagement in the New York's Waldorf Astoria. On October 6, it played its second Carnegie Hall concert. Hampton was also taking advantage of his contract with RCA Victor to bring various recording groups into the studios with some of the top jazz men of the period. Charlie Christian had recorded with Hampton a month earlier, and for this October 12, 1939 date, he had Christian, Henry Red Allen on trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham trombone, Earl Bostick on alto sax, Clyde Hart piano, Artie Bernstein bass, and Big Sid Catlick on drums. Here is "I'm On My Way From You." Here's a thing that Lionel Hampton and Charlie Christian composed. The name of it is "Haven't Named It Yet." Thank you. on trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, Earl Bostic, alto sax, Clyde Hart piano, Charlie Christian guitar, Artie Bernstein on bass, Sid Catlett drums, with Lionel Hampton on October 12, 1939, Heebie-Jeebies.
Shim, sham, shimmy, and the Susie Q. The pickin' and the truckin' and the black bottom too. The jim, jam, jump is the talk of the town. But the heebie, jeebies gonna mow 'em down. Heebie, jeebies, rock, rock. Heebie, jeebies,
I'm blowing my top.
Now cut off my legs and call me shorty. Keep my head and then call me Bally. Let's start something.
A boy, who you hunching?
The heebie-jeebies is rocking the town. The heebie-jeebies
rock, rock.
The heebie-jeebies
blowing my top.
Call my gal on the phone. The landlady said she wasn't home. Look out gate, I think I'm late, but the heebie-jeebies is rocking the town. Da-da-da, heebie-jeebies.
A rock, rock.
A heebie-jeebies.
Oh, I'm still blowing my top.
I bought myself a saxophone. I tried to make it moan. I found out Joe, I couldn't blow. But the heebie-jeebies is rocking the town.
Later on October 30th, 1939, Lionel had Ziggy Elman on trumpet, Toots Mondello alto sax, Jerry Jerome, and Ben Webster on tenor sax, his old friend Clyde Hart on piano, Al Casey guitar, Artie Bernstein bass, and Slick Jones on drums. The Munson Street Breakdown, written with Hampton doing his mallet-like piano.
Thank you.
And here's Lionel again with his piano act on I've Found a New Baby. Ziggy Ullman, trumpet, Toots Mandello, alto sax, Jerry Jerome and Ben Webster on tenor sax, Clyde Hart, piano, Al Casey, guitar, Artie Bernstein, bass, and Slick Jones on drums. October 30, 1939, I Can't Get Started. Thank you. 5 times.
If I do, I will try it 4 or 5 times. She about to dead it, so dead and dead. Blood lining, that die, that load it in. That load let it, that do the thing. La, 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 la,
Lionel on drums doing Gin for Christmas.
Thank you.
on November 22, 1939, Hampton recorded with the Goodman Sextet, which now consisted of Fletcher Henderson on piano, Charlie Christian guitar, Roddy Bernstein bass, and Nick Fatool on drums, with, of course, Goodman and Hampton. Soft Winds. A sextet number that for some strange reason was never actually released. It seems absolutely flawless to my ears. Incidentally, Johnny Guarnieri, who was playing a piano for the big band, is on this in place of Fletcher Henderson. I'm confessing. Thank you. That was recorded December 20, 1939. And the very next day, Lionel Hampton was back in the studios with one of his all-star recording groups. This is an interesting combination. Benny Carter was on trumpet, Edmund Hall clarinet, Coleman Hawkins tenor sax, Joe Sullivan on piano, Freddie Green guitar, Artie Bernstein bass, and Zutty Singleton drums. Dinah. Issued second take of that number. Thank you. Cotter on trumpet, Edwin Hall clarinet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Joe Sullivan piano, Freddie Green guitar, Artie Bernstein bass, and Zizzy Singleton drums with Lionel Hampton. December 21, 1939. My Buddy. Singing the blues till my daddy comes home.
Thank you.
December 24, 1939, Lionel Hampton was with the Benny Goodman Sextet at a Carnegie Hall concert put on by John Hammond. And on December 30th, the Benny Goodman Band had its final Camel Caravan broadcast. December 30th was also the date that the band closed at the Waldorf Astoria in New York. Then on January 10, Lionel Hampton was with the Goodman Band at its Town Hall Swing Concert in New York. Then on January 16th, the whole band went on vacation. It wasn't until February 7th, 1940, that Hampton recorded again, and it was with the Sextet. These recordings and others by the Lionel Hampton All-Star Recording Groups can be heard on the reverse of this tape.